Okay, say that. When the sugya, the hardest part of his vardus, besides getting yourself to do it, that's the hardest part. But that's before it begins. But once it begins, Yishuv Hadas and Mishpat. That's what we've been talking about. Yishuv Hadas and Mishpat. So let's continue. Chelik mehadin in the middle of Reish Lamed Tes, Reishit Aleph. Chelik mehadin v'amishpat is that tzarich lichol as habirush apamim rabbis ma'ir chasen. The avoda of mishpat, as it is in Bezin, is the avoda of birurim, of clarifying of ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, ben nega lanega, as it says in Torah. That's the inyan of Bezin, of mishpat. To try in the course of that judgment to make a distinction between right and wrong, good and bad. That's what mishpat is. Klamaharbe ma'od pratim mechalakim mechalakim hamisvus am yisuri Torah enam beruim dei tzarcha. And part of this malacha of borer of biur of birurim, part of this malacha is to clarify in a very, very simple way. Here the Mechaber is talking about Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit, nothing fancy. To clarify in the simplest way, to begin with, to look, to review my life and to be mevara whether I'm doing things according to Halacha, not according to Halacha. That's the beginning of all Birurim. Am I living in a Shulchan Aruch Dikke vague, in the right way? How am I living? Kamuvan shahadav arishon hu liman halachas akshuos lezeh. Now, a person could think that his Shabbos or her Shabbos is 100%, and it might be very beautiful, with a lot of zemiras, and it's very filled with sincerity and lechtekeit and or, but at the same time, the person has to constantly be learning. And it's not just enough to learn Hilchos Shabbos, but to daven that Hashem Yisbarach should help me to keep everything the right way. If a person doesn't know the halachas of Shabbos, which he brings in a second from the Hakdama, the famous Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah, where he brings from the Rebbe of Yonah Snaibershitz, if a person doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, then he's not going to be keeping it properly. If a person doesn't learn the halachas of Lashon Hara, they're complicated. And if a person doesn't learn the halachas, he's not going to keep things properly. So how is he going to improve his life? How is he going to change his life if he doesn't even know what's right and what's wrong? So the beginning of Mishpat is to come to Hashem and say, help me, I need to work on this. I need to learn properly. I need to know those things that I'm doing right, those things that are not right. And that's Mishpat. That's Mishpat. If a person doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Rab Shel Asabs, it's a lot. And to know it properly, I mean, there are all kinds of good things for him to help make it easier and understandable. But Sof Maisi, it's a very, very big malacha, the Lamed Tes malachas. There's no question that if a person doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, he might think that he's doing everything right, but he's going to be nichshol in Hilchos Shabbos. So that's true with all the halachas of the Torah. So that's Aleph, and one could bring that into the conversation of his bodhis every time. Say, Rabbi Shalom, I know that there are things that I know about that I'm doing wrong, and I need to improve with those things. And there are things that I haven't yet learned. Open my eyes to learn these things. It's not going to happen by magic. I have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. I have to do my best to ask if there are things that are not clear to me, and so on. It's amazing how many times over the years, just in conversation with people, there are things that are derisive and derabbanans that people think it's a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus. This is some extraordinary heroic mesiras nefesh, but it's not required by halacha. The people will think that. anhagatayva, or they think it's just a, some sort of anhagatayva, a nice thing to do. Afal pi shebe'emes, hey mitzvah sase eloi sase, even though in truth, could be mamish a mitzvah sase with the Eisra, could be eloi sase from the Torah. Could go on dibur lashon hara, shemir senai, bittul Torah. So these are some of our favorites and most difficult to uphold. Hilchas Tznius, Kein Dvarim Rabim, that we see by many, many people who really are sincere and consider themselves and are people that have Yiras Shamayim, but they just are ignorant of these things. They're ignorant of these things. I remember, you know, when I first came with the whole thing with the Rabbanis, and that how many times at the beginning there were situations where you'd have that, you know, that one guy kissing somebody else's wife to wish them a good Shabbos. And when I had a conversation, and you know, and it, I tried it a nice way to talk to him, I said, you know, maybe it'd be nice just to wish a good Shabbos and, you know, and wave, as opposed to giving somebody else's wife a good Shabbos kiss. The person thought that that was some sort of a chassidish hazach, you know, like some kind of a chumrah. And there are many things like that, that people were raised in ignorance, good people, that somehow went through the years, for whatever reason, these were things that were not taught in yeshiva, or if they were taught, didn't survive. And we all have that. All of us make these mistakes, which we have to learn. All right, this doesn't need to be belabored, we understand, but it's an important part of his bodhis. So there are those things in halacha that we simply don't know. So how could we be doing them right if we're not familiar with them? So we have to daven, and we have to learn. But even about those things that we do know, there are things that are very clear to us, and we know 100% right or wrong. We still have to daven a lot, and we have to make that part of our tefillah. Even though my seichel knows this halacha, and my seichel knows that what I'm tempted to say right now is a deraisa lashon hara, a clear lashon hara. My seichel knows that, so it's borer. It's clear to my seichel, but lanafshi, my nefesh doesn't feel the weight and the clarity of this deraisa, of this din. Doesn't feel it. So we have the daven. She is b'yisbar lo benafshi, b'libay, b'daitay shadover also b'tachlis iser. That not just something that I studied and that I understand, but it should be something which I feel and is clear to me. Like those tzaddikim that many times we heard stories of that tzaddikim, it's but the Koskos Chusilena, which is very famous, that the Gabbai came in to tell him that there was a guy, you know, because everybody was going into the Koskos, all these different types of people, and that somebody went in and stole the Rebbetzin's leichter, you know. So the Gabbai came running into the Rebbe to say that this Ganav stole the Rebbe's life. And the Rebbe said, the Koska said that it can't be. It can't be that he stole it. So the Gabbai said, Rebbe, I saw my own eyes, they're chasing after the guy. I saw that he stole it. So the Rebbe said, it can't be. It says in the Torah, Lo Signov. It's in this parasha. It says, Lo Signov. So how can you tell me that the Jew stole? So the Koska wasn't saying that, Al Talimud Schus. He was a tough person. He wasn't saying, Al Talimud Schus. You know, like Rabbi Lebelza or the Baditshva, it wasn't so much the Koska's way. He wasn't saying because of the Mesikos, the sweetness and Limusos. He was saying, what he was expressing was that in his eyes, there was such a behirus, there was such a clarity that Le Signal doesn't mean that Hashem is Baruch like with us. Le Signal means the version is saying, I'm asking you, Kindlech, you know, it's not nice, don't steal. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. So when it comes to like taking somebody's car, so we hear it the same way to Koska, that don't steal means you can't steal. But sometimes when it comes to like taxes or papers or cash, So then all of a sudden, the Loi Signoiv doesn't have that behirus. There, the Loi Signoiv starts to come like this, like the Baruch Hashem is saying is, see what you could do. You know, see if you could see what you could do about this. I would appreciate it if you would be honest on your taxes. But sof kol sof, the goyim, you know, and sof kol sof, many people do these things. So it's amazing how we begin to hear the same din. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and you look in Yishan, if you look in Poskim, so you know. Gnevis Akum, which I tell you, it's brought down in the Charamim in Yerideya that from the Chemer Ben Gershon, it says that it's a clear thing that one of the reasons that we're in Golus for so many years and we haven't been taken back home with Mashiach is because we're stealing from Goyim. These are things that have been halacha. So, but when it comes to certain areas of halacha, even though in my seichel I understand. But all of a sudden, when it comes down to the hergeshim, to my feelings, I'm missing that clarity. When the Koska says loy signoiv, when he heard those words loy signoiv, it means you can't steal. Meaning it's not shayach to steal. Not please don't. I would appreciate it if you didn't. I would have such nachs from you if you didn't steal. You would get points. You'd be the Shabbos tati. He didn't hear it like that. He heard that loy signoiv, you can't. It's an interesting thing about the Kotzke. I was actually just looking at this before. Let me share this with you. I guess that's why this came to my head about the Kotzke. But listen to this, that it's brought some very ridiculous thing. The Avnei Nezer said from his father-in-law, the Kotzke, I'm going to read it to you. Shamati Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So the Avnei Nezer says that I heard from my father-in-law from the Kotzke. He says one time he was Megala. Usually Kotzke didn't talk about himself, but one time he said, the Kotzke said that his neshama is a neshama that comes from before the Churban Habayis, before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He said, I'm not from the Haintike neshamas, from the neshamas of now. And the reason that I was sent into this world now, what's emes and what's shek? I was sent into this alma de shukli. The world is such a crazy place of sheker now. The Koska says that really I'm not from now. I'm from before the Beis HaMikdash, but I was sent into this world now to be mevarer between pnimius and chitzonius, between emes and shek. That's the Indian of the Kotzke. So a person can know the truth, but that doesn't mean that he's mevarid ad kidei, that he reaches that place of deep within him, that he feels that is pashut not something I could do. So we have to daven for that. Even the things that a person knows. Shadova also betachlis iser. That for a person to know that this is something that's also betachlis iser. Lo yisnaigim ze bedar shal pshar. And he shouldn't make compromises. It's something which is, it's if it's also, then not to start falling into that whole compromise thing. Ella yisna v'yisrachek mihai iser v'tachlas arichu. But that the person should I have a Hashem sinura, and there should be a sinner against doing something to hate that which is against Hashem, to hate something which is against Hashem's will. And he should be misrachim betachlas arichuk, and to stay far away from it. V'achra kichlei sakol yarbe betfila. And now that's not enough. He says v'achra kichlei sakol yarbe betfila. Afterwards, the person has to be marbe betfila, yarbe betfila. She yiskil he not some yimano. So here, even I'm davening that I should see this with behirus, with clarity, and I'm making a strong mishpat that I should. That the halacha should be clear to me, and I should feel strongly about it. I still have to daven Baruch Hashem with all that I know, and even when I feel so strongly about it, I'm begging you to help me that I shouldn't fail. Ki yetzer shel adam is gabrielov v'chol yom, because the yetzer hara is very very strong, And Yetzirah has such a koyach to come up even against a person who knows the truth and who feels the truth. Ad kedei kach, the Yetzirah can cause there to be such a ha'alama, such a momentary disappearance, a loss of clarity or a loss of conviction. So you have to daven. It's not just b'chol yom. It's b'chol shah. In every moment of life, Yitzchak Shalom is mezgabrolav. And then right after, God forbid, a person's nifshal, he says, what was I thinking? How could I have done that? So we have to always daven that even if I know the truth, and even if it's important to me, that I shouldn't be nifshal. If not, for Hashem's Baruch's help. Therefore, you have to always daven for Hashem's help all the time, because any yachala. If not for Hashem's Baruch's shmira, and if not for Hashem's help, any yachala. So, mit alles, with all the information that I have, the clarity and the conviction, v'chule, I have to always daven, el molek Hashem's Baruch, that Hashem's Baruch should help me all the time. One of the most important things when it comes to Mishpat and Yishuv Hadas, so this is a very big Nakuda in Likutei Maran. And Sichas Aran, this Rabbi Nachman came to over and over again. These words, Leilach Bederech Emes Lefi Madrigosa. Now this is a very big avoda in Mishpat, in life. Leilach b'derech emes lefi madrigoso, to go in the way of truth, lefi, according to my madrega. Because there are many, many madregas. There are many madregas. So you just put down some Frum magazine, and you read about Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Eichas Hadavgos Avroch. You read about Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Seder Hayom. And then you go to his Bardus and you cry to Hashem, look at me, what a worthless worm I am. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he went through the Bavli, he went through Yerushalmi, he went every year through the Zohar Kodesh, he went every year through the Sifra, through the Sifri, and from all the Medrash Rabbah, and all the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and he went through the tour, and look at me, look at my life, and how I spend my time, and a person goes into a whole Marish Chayri, he puts himself into Gehenna, because he doesn't have a Reb Chaim Kanievsky day, so he makes himself into a Rasha. So we understand that the person is not going to derech haemes the fi madrigoso, and there's nothing that the Yetzer wants more that a person should. The best thing the Yetzer can get out of a person is that you should come to his bardus, and you should engage in this judgment, in this mishpat, in this cheshbon nefesh, but the cheshbon nefesh is not the fi the emes of the madriga that you're on. And it's very tricky. Because you could go either too much to the right or too much to the left. You could be too much to the left. It means you could be too hard on yourself. Or you might go too much to the right, and you might compare yourself to somebody who has lesser kishrinus or lesser kaychas or has bigger challenges than you, and you should be doing much better than that guy. So it's a very, very tricky thing that the mishpat should be a mishpat which is emes lefi your madrega. And you have to daven your heart out. We're going to talk about it now. That Rabbi Hashem, I'm not, help me not to come to my mishpat, not to judge myself based upon somebody that's to the right of me or to the left of me. I have to judge myself in an honest way and to help me to understand who I am in this world and what my kaychas are, what my kishrinus are. You don't expect the same thing from me that you expect from a person like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And you don't expect the same thing from me that you expect from a person that didn't learn what I've learned or whatever. It has to be a mishpat lefi the emes of my madrega. This is the hardest thing. Because again, the Yetzer Hara, all kinds of tricks. You feel you can make yourself too much to the right or too much to the left. And the tachlis of the Yetzer Hara is either way to make sure that you don't do the right thing. And not to live the right life, and not to change. to be misyayish because I'm never going to be Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. So why bother? I might as well just be misyayish. Or I'm so much better than the other guy. There's nothing I need to change in my life. Look at me. I'm so much better than the other guy. Look at all the things he does. I don't do those things. Those are much better than him. So ben kach or ben kach, you're not in the place of the emes lefi madrigascha, and the end result is that you're not changing. Or you could even lose everything. You could become lower and lower. So this is hard. Plema hamishpat adin. Tzrichim liyos al dvarim, and the davening too. Tzrichim liyos al dvarim ha-sheyachim lo lefi madrigos. The mishpat, the din, and the davening, and this you have to daven for. It's part of the davening. To help me that my mishpat should be emes, the fi who I am at this point in my life. Not emes, the fi who I was when I was a bachur in yeshiva. Not the emes how I was yesterday or what's going to be tomorrow. The emes, the fi my madrega. Now, right now, my madrega. Acheris diburav enem emes. Or else the diburim are not emes to kediburim. It's not emes. And nothing comes from it. There's no change that comes from such a thing. Adrabi, as I said, it could become much worse. Adam shemiskasha lil mayit seder echa beritzifus. So a person, let's say, he's in yeshiva. And he has morning seder, and morning seder is, let's say, from 9 to 12. And he's read all kinds of nice things about how the greatest thing in the world is to learn beritzifus without interruption. So he's learned all these things, and he read all these books and stories, and he's determined, you know, to be this kind of a person that learns beritzifus, which is a very noble thing to aspire to. The problem is that's not his madrega. Achshav is not his madrega. According to the madrega be'emes, who he is now. Listen, the truth of who he is right now is halavai kulei hai. He should try to have an hour of ritzifus. Or for all those who have gone to yeshiva, you know that 15 minutes, 20 minutes of ritzifus is an accomplishment. Nowadays, for a person to have 5-10 minutes without losing, without having a little blank, you know, frame in his head, to go straight 15-20 minutes, for most people, for many people, is already a chiddush. For an hour, 3 hours, beritzifus. But of course, he's read all these stories, and there's some guy that he knows that's like that, and he's sincere, and he wants the beritzifus, and he starts to judge himself according to the madrega of 3 hours beritzifus, which is not shayach to him at all. It's not bechlal not shayach to him. So he's going to end up doing nothing. He's going to end up. He's going to end up being a Russian in his own eyes, and it's not going to be anything. Bevadim yishtorach moedle samis lomad shor betzufa ein loy lahalkas atzmal karsh loymed abes reshos biyamama. That there's no question, shkoyach. There's no question that a person who, for him, it's a huge effort to try to put an hour of ritzifus. He shouldn't beat himself up that how come he's not learning 14 hours a day? He shouldn't beat himself up for that. That's not lefi his madrega. That's not lefi his madrega at all. Hadin v'hamishpat tzrichim liyos al madrega shabahu nimsa. The din and the mishpat has to be according to the madrega shabahu nimsa. Kim lo yasa kein, because if he doesn't do that, Nimsa shadon adam mesuyim. It means that he's judging another person. He's not judging himself. Achle yisatzmai. You know the famous story I've told many, many times over the years. Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka was the biggest tzaddik in the world. You know, that was the Kotzke's best friend. Nobody could figure that out. But the Kotzke and the Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka were best friends. Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka was the sweetest, most gentle soul. And it happened that Rabbi Yitzchak Vurka once was coming into a certain town, into a certain place to see some of the chassidim, whatever. And some lady, can you imagine? Some lady comes over and starts beating him up, starts smacking him. And everybody comes, and she's yelling at him, you Russia, you mushkus, you manuvel. And everybody sees this piece of work, the tzaddik hador. And everybody comes over, the people grab her, throw her away. And, are you crazy? So it came out like this. That this lady this lady's husband had left her for like 10 years or something, and he looked exactly like Reb Yitzchak Rucker. Reb Yitzchak Rucker walked very simple. He didn't wear a whole Rebbe thing. And this guy, this lady's husband was a double of Reb Yitzchak Rucker. So she thought that her Russia of a husband showed up in town. So she goes beating up Reb Yitzchak Rucker, the lady. In the meantime, they tell her, you know, this is Reb Yitzchak Rucker. So she was obviously, she wanted to kill herself. She didn't know what to do. So she comes in, she throws herself on the floor in front of Yitzchak Rucker, and she says, Heilige Rebbe, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, Rebbe? And he said, you have nothing to apologize for. You're 1,000% right. He's a Russia and he deserves to get beaten. You're wrong. It's just, you had the wrong person. There was just a mistake in the person. But, you know, I'm not your husband, but you're 100% right. What you're doing is right. There's a little bit of a toast in the person that you were beating up. That's the toast that you made. So you could go to his bodhis and you have a whole bezin, and you have in yourself, you have dayanim, and you have edim, and you're judging yourself, and you're a very erlich person. The only problem is that you're doing everything according to all the halachas of a bezin, and all the halachas of mishpah, of what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. The only problem is you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. Okay, but then the whole mishpat is not emes. You got the wrong guy. You're not judging yourself. You're judging somebody else. You're not judging yourself. That happens all the time. It's a very, very hard thing. You have to have big siyata d'shmaya. You should judge yourself, not somebody else. That's what he says. Because if you don't do this, it turns out you're judging somebody. But it's not you. You got the wrong guy. You came up with a very good, the mishpat is a gewaltige mishpat, and the psak is an emesdik psak, and everything is according to the mishpat, that's right, but you got the wrong guy. How many times has this happened? It's one of the saddest things you could ever hear about or read about. How many times has this happened in America too, not just in the other places. In America too, they had some guy, he sat in jail. I remember a few years ago, I read something. There was some guy that sat in jail for like 30, 40 years. Some poor guy who was sitting in jail for 30, 40 years. And he said he never did that. But you know, in those years, side with the poor way they had, with evidence, and also because of racism, chule b'chule. So this poor guy ended up sitting in jail for 30, 40 years. I can't imagine how he can survive a day knowing that he never did that. And he was sitting there for 30, 40 years. And now they find out that he never killed that person. So then they say, you know, the state of Michigan says, really sorry, you know. So 30, 40 years. The guy is sitting in jail for 30, 40 years. His whole life is over a bottle, and he's sitting in jail for 30, 40 years for something he never did. And this has probably happened. Not probably, for sure this has happened over history, thousands and thousands of times, that they got the wrong guy. He never did that. They got the wrong guy. So the whole thing is sheker. The psak was a psak for a murderer, such a person who did such an avla, this murder deserves kach v'kach. That's true. This murder deserves to be in jail for such and such amount of years. This guy deserves chvayis if it's a another place he deserves the electric chair, but say that. Whatever the din is, kach v'kach. The only thing is that's not the guy. He's an innocent guy. Or they could take the same thing. You have a guy that's guilty, and they pass him that he's innocent, and he's walking around. The murderer's walking around free. So if you're coming to a mishpat that you're supposed to be learning 14 hours a day, and that you're supposed to have chayvus of Reb Chaim Kanievsky or somebody, you know, some great person, and you're just trying to concentrate for 10, 15 minutes, and then you're going to come out with a mishpat that's not bederech emes lefi yom adrega. You don't have the kelim for such a thing. Va'afal pi she'emes hi k'may shomer Rabbeinu. Now, this is what's tricky here. Because sof kol sof, there's nobody who was encouraging us more than Rabbi Nachman to aspire to greatness, to want to really become great people. And at the same time, your judgment of what the next step in your life towards greatness is could be very, very off. Could be very off. So the same tzaddik that was all the time screaming about aliyahs, and she'ifas, it was also talking to us about you have to find any little nekuda tov in yourself, right? Azamra. Every nekuda tov, any tiny little nekuda tov, you have to look for in yourself. Anything that's good in yourself. So that can get tricky. That can get tricky. I was talking to a very sweet wrestler when I was in Eretz Yisrael. And so I was talking to a very, very sweet wrestler. And he's very, very on fire in the most beautiful way, with Rabbi Nachman's Torahs and you know, Tikkun Klali and Chatzayis and Uman and wonderful, all wonderful, wonderful holy avodas. The only thing is that when I knew him when he was younger, he was much more careful with basic halachas. He was becoming like very laid back and sort of chilled when it came to davening betzibur, even certain ways how he would dress and appear. And there are other things that I don't believe for a minute that Rabbi Nachman ever intended that his appreciation of his own Nekudas Taivas, and I hope he looks for them in other people as well, that his love of Nekudas Taivas has stunted his growth or even set him back, Chas V'Shalom, in terms of his observance of halacha. That's a tricky thing. And that's why you have to be very, very careful when it comes to learning to these limudim, because you can start judging yourself like everything is gevaldik. Hakol tov, ani tov, ani matok. Everything is gevaldik. There's nothing wrong with me. Everything is perfect. Rak nekudos tovos. Everything is gevaldik. Nekudas tovos, nekudas tovos. And to see only the good in myself. You're not so maybe you're not so good with other people, in yourself, to see all the nekudas tovos in yourself. And don't you know what the Vedichiva said like this? Don't you know Rabbi Nachman said like that? And even the lowest person in the world, you know, the Baal Shem HaKadosh was Makarev, all the Pshutim and everybody, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh loved me, and Hashem loves even the biggest Rasha more than any person ever loved his only son, and all that. And you can get very, very, very much into all of these machshavas, all these which are diburim of tzaddikim, amitim, and panimim, which are true. But those tzaddikim we're talking about the entire program of Yiddishkeit. They weren't talking about picking and choosing one aspect of chassidus, of avodah, and ignoring Shulchan Aruch to start to be meikel with davening and with zmani tefillah and with how you take care of your things, whether it's ben al lamakom or lamachaveru and so on. That's not what they were talking about. So this is part of that mishpat of being honest, the fiyu madrega, to be honest. And this is hard. Vaf bisha emes k'moshe amar Rabbeinu she'adam tzarich lishay v'lichsa the madrega achi gevaya. On page Reish Mem over here. That even though Rabbi Nachman said that a person has to try to have she'ifas, to have longings, v'lichsayf, and aspirations, and yearn, the madrega achi gevaya, to the highest madrega, im esak shamay, to go to up to shamay, loyli pol gamay adrega k'tanav yoyser, and not to have an afila, if chas v'sholom, you're having a bad day, or you have a yerida, you shouldn't chas v'sholom leave. You should know that Hashem is there with you. Emesek Shemaim Shamata, Atzia Shel Hineka, that Hashem is with me and telling me to go higher and higher, no matter how high I've gone. And even if I go to the lowest place, Hashem is there with me, and He loves me even in that lowest place. Angel says a klal l'dvar ma'amurim. That's not a steer to what we've been learning now. It doesn't contradict what we're learning now. Certainly, a person should want to very much. And should aspire to higher madrigas. I should want to learn more beritzivus, to have a seder that has more than 15 minutes or more than 10, 15 minutes of ritzivus of concentration. That I should be able to go 20 minutes, a half hour. I should be able to learn with greater hasmada. And I should be able to put more karchis into my daven. I should be able to tear myself away from in a better way from things of this world. If a person doesn't have these kisufim to become better, if a person doesn't yearn for something greater, then he's for sure never going to become greater. That's true. If you don't want something better, you're not going to become better. Therefore, we have to always daven for that. That's true. And we have to daven to become better. But you have to know who you are and what the next step is. This is the honest tefillah. Rabbi Shlomo, I know that you want me to move ahead and be on a much higher madrega. And I know that you have big, big hopes for me. Rabbi Shlomo, I know you gave me big kaiches to be somebody much greater. But the truth is, the truth is, Rabbi Shlomo, you know, I'm very far from this. In my present state, I'm far from this. I'm far from this. A person who's busy with madregas that are not his madregas, and he thinks that he's there and he's not there, or he thinks he can never get there and he can get there. Either way, it's not his madregas. Yochol gam lehishover legamre. This happens to many, 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 many chevra going through yeshivas and growing up. Many, many chevra. They can't say, I'm yadayin rochok ma'od me'akdusha. I'm not there yet. Rabbi Shalom, I need your help. I know that I'm not there yet. I want to become better. I can't. I feel stuck. I'm begging you to help me. And to be in that place that's emes lefi your madrega, of what that next level is, that next step in your life that you could accomplish. Otherwise, if a person doesn't live that way, yochol gam lehishava legarmi, you could have a complete fall, total shvira, because he's aspiring to something that's bechlal not where he is, and he's asking for something that's not lefi's madrega at all. He should say, I would like to become a great person, but he should be davening for and working for the next few minutes of tzifus, for the next level that he could reach. That's what he should be davening for, and that's what he should be working on and yearning to accomplish, with hopefully the goal of coming to something. But it should be with this honesty of being able to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know that I'm far, far from this. And not only will this have the effect of helping the person move higher and higher step by step, but it'll also make him into a more of a humble person that will look at other people with more compassion. Because he knows that he's not the only one that's in this matziv, in this mohammi. He looks at other people the same way. He begins to see other people, and not to measure people by himself either, to go around making a mishpat on other people all the time, which we naturally tend to do. You know, you see a guy walk into shul a certain time, or you see this, you see that, and you start right away, there's a din Torah, and you start to measure this person. You don't know what his madrig is. You don't know where he's holding. That for that person, it could be a gewaldige thing that he got up in the morning that day. How do I know? This guy could be that he had the worst fight in his life with his wife, but could be that his kid left him or something. And the guy mamish is in the worst way of ever in his life. And he came to shachris. He came and picked himself up and came to daven, even though he was not. Even though if it was you and you went through a hundredth of what he went through the night before, you wouldn't have come to shul at all. You know, there's a meiser from the Rebbe Baruch Meshbez Eschusi Yerlein. Listen to this meiser. You know, he was also a strong person, the Rebbe Baruch. It was a meiser that it was Friday night, and he came in for the tish, and he looked at the chassidim, and then he walked out of it. He didn't stay. A little while later, Rebbe Baruch comes back into the tish. He looks around at all the chassidim, and he leaves again. And finally, and they're waiting, and finally comes in the third time, and he looks at everybody, and he's misyashiv, and he stays there by the tish, and he fears tish. So after the whole thing, I don't know if it was still on Shabbos, after Shabbos, they asked the Rebbe, what happened? Why is it that he came in twice and left, and then he finally stayed? So listen to this. The Rebbe Baruch HaMeshbit said the following. He says, every time that I come into Fiatish, whenever I walk into Fiatish, I have to forbring with the Chassidim, to give over. I look around and I try to see in each one of you, in each one of the Chassidim, I try to see in all the people who are there, something about that person that I could grow from, that I could learn from, that I could take for myself. I'm not just there to give, I'm there to receive. And I look around to see, and to see what I could receive from each of the, obviously, you know, he knows this rock or whatever, but he wants to receive from each person. So I came in and there were different people, all kinds of people that were there and guests. And there was one person that when I looked at him, I saw that just a few hours before he had done the most disgusting aveira in the world. He'd done the most disgusting aveira. And I couldn't give the tish because he was a person that I couldn't take from this person something. He was such a low place. I couldn't bring from him something into myself. He was such a low place. So I did that the second time, and he was still there. And I looked at him, and I couldn't stay. I said, "What about the third time?" She said, "The third time I went to a deeper place, and I looked at him, and I said, I said to myself, Baruchel, if you ever had done such an affair like this Jew did, you would never, ever bring yourself to go to a tisha afterwards. You would run away from Hashem. This guy, with everything that he did, he still wants to be a Jew. He came to Fabrang to be with other Jews and to Fabrang." He said, "Ay, what a yid. That's what Baruch Meshbetz, yeah? It's a very deep story. How we look at other people, how we judge other people. And even the Rebbe Baruch Hu was such a big Baal Ruach HaKodesh, Tzadik Yisad Olam, he had to work on that very hard to find that Nekuda Toiva. In the Mishpat that he was fearing, a Mishpat for another Jew, to come to such a place to see the schus of another Jew in such a way. It's very hard. We ask Hashem's Baruch that he should look at us in such a way. It's all of our davening is for that Hashem's Baruch should look at us in such a way. That he should see in us, not just, you know, Lefi, other, he doesn't look at us Lefi, somebody else's Madrega, but Lefi, the Madrega of who we are, Ba'asher Husham, each one of us, according to where we're holding, what we're doing. And in that place where we are, how we're still trying to be Avdei Hashem, in the place that we are, we're trying to be Avdei Hashem. That's what we daven for. So that's what he's explaining. Lachini says, "Tzarech gam l'spailu al zeh." Therefore, a person has to always daven for this. Ach ke'ein shekosav, look at the tefillos. But it's like what Rabbi Nosson says in Lekutei Tefillos. She'emes hi shani tzarech liyaz b'madrega gavoa. V'ma esa, ach ma esa shani adayin rochig moed me'akdushim me'atoy me'avedis Hashem. But if you're busy with other people's madregas, then you could have a total shvir. This is such a common thing, that people are busy with other people's madregas. They're always looking and thinking about other people's, and they're judging themselves with somebody else's madrega. That's not a mishpat emes. That's not an emistic mishpat. It's a false mishpat. Yochel gam lishov legamrei b'loy sheyetzlam is shum toelos. So there's no toelos. What kind of a mishpat? There's no benefit of such a mishpat. Again, it could be either much too much to the right, or it could be too much to the left. He's too hard. He's too easy. He's too hard. But it's not him. I think he made the same mistake by being too easy on himself. But it's not him. Hu gam chai b'dimyon. He's living mamish in a dimyon. He's living in a dimyon, living in a delusion. And it's not him. He's not living really in his mitzias amitis. Now we learned last week that if a person lives without mishpat, and without Cheshbon HaNefesh, there's no shaila, there's no suffix that his whole life is a dimyon. That's for sure. That we learned, that there's no suffix at all. That if you're living without mishpat, that your whole life is a dimyon, mamish a dimyon. That it's all dimyonis. But that's not just Rabbi Nachman said. The Chazon Ish said, the Chofetz Chaim said, tzaddikim say that the whole life is not the metzias. What you're living is not the metzias. Pasha, it's not the metzias. It's not the metzias. It's not the real metzias of who you are and what your life is. If you're living with this dimyon of not having any mishpat or a crooked false mishpat, then you're never going to change. You're gonna go your whole life the same person. So the same way you were kissing somebody else's wife by Kiddush in 1965, you're going to be an old person in 2035, kissing somebody by Kiddush, or making some silly joke, that some inappropriate thing, or acting the same way, and saying, because you look at yourself, that this is the madrega that you are, and this is who you are. And there was never any mishpat of who you are, and there was never any diyun, there was never a bezin, there was never any edus, there was never any dayanim, to see who I am, lefi the nakuda, lefi that emes, lefi madrego, so where I am right now, and who I am right now. So you go on and on and on, and you look at yourself, and you're already an old person. You're already an old person, and you didn't change at all. You didn't change at all. So you could be part of a chevra. That's your chevra. It's the same that you are young and foolish and empty people. You could be old, foolish, and empty people. You could daven in the same shul, and then now everybody gets up with their krechs and they have a gray. And they're the same people that they were. The same,
same people.
Nothing at all has changed. The same, except that there are certain various now that it's too old to do. But if they could, if they had the energy, they would still do those various. They're too old. But the same people. And you think about it, we shouldn't chalila be that. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, the same person. 50 Rosh Hashanahs, 50 Yom Kippurs, 50 Ne'ilas, the same person. Not kihuzeh of a difference. Nothing. Oftentimes, even the same opinions. The same, you're still complaining about Lyndon B. Johnson. The same opinions about everything. You still have the same thing. You're stuck in COVID. It's the same thing, the same opinions, the same. I don't want to make anybody feel bad, because in Toronto, I know it's still COVID over here, so I don't make anybody feel bad. The same opinions, the same cuttings 50 years later. Everybody's sitting around the table, the same people at your table in shul, the same jokes, the same chant. Said one guy says, "No, I can't. The doctor told me I'm gonna die if I eat the kishka. Otherwise, it's the same thing." It's 30 years later, 40 years later. Everybody has wrinkles and everybody has gray hair, and the same jokes and the same silliness. And then you can go your whole life like that. There's no din, there's no dying, there's no shayfet, there's no mishpat, there's nothing. With Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, with the scales and with the big books and everything like that, and Fatih, you get past it, it's ready, Matsyam Kippur, you're back in your kofi, you're back in your Danish, and you're back online, and Gemayana. I'm getting too hard. It's Tubav tonight. Tubav is ready. That means that the tzaddikim say that in Shemaim, they're already moving around in the Bezen Shemal. They're setting up the Bezen Shemal. The seats, the chairs, the tables are being arranged. They're ready for Elul. Tubav, they're beginning to move the chairs and the tables around. It's 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's 40 days before Hamalach. So they're starting to move around the chairs and the tables in the Bezen Shemala. Hashem Baruch should help us that we should live real lives that are truthful and that are honest and sincere, and shouldn't chalila live in the dimyon of somebody else's life, but to live in the reality of our own lives, and to be zeicher to be in Hashem's eyes, to be elachin that are trying to at his pace, at our own pace, to be better. And that this coming year, right now, should be better in this past year. Maybe I'm in our main.